Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Traffic starting to build up out of Midrand heading northbound from the Buccleuch interchange. The N3 now has an accident near Linksfield, causing trouble heading down towards Galulis at the moment. And there is an accident on the way on the R24 towards the airport. And Bedford View is already busy going northbound on the N3 R24, so that area looking very slow.
The Kariga teacher who allegedly faked his kidnapping has been arrested and granted bail after appearing in court today. It seems he tried to get his hands on a fake ransom amount of 60,000 rand. The city of Tshwane says it's getting ready to come after non-payers in the metro. It's been given the green light to disconnect properties where owners don't pay for electricity services. And moving abroad, US President Joe Biden pledged to quickly sign a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine after Congress gave its final approval last night, saying delivery of the much needed aid would begin this week. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 5.
Well, starting with some news from the Blitzbox, the interim head coach Philip Snyman has made 5 changes to his squad for next weekend's Singapore Sevens. Back is Dylan Sage for the first time in 4 years. Skipper Sheikh Soyizwap is also back from a long-term injury. Also recalled, Dion Pretorius, Tristan Leitz and Roscoe Speckman. South Africa will face Spain, France and Samoa in Pool B. Australian Jack Mesley has been appointed the inaugural CEO of Super Rugby Pacific. He faces the challenge of addressing falling interest in Super Rugby since the departure of South African teams. We told you so. Mesley is currently Chief Commercial Officer at Australian Professional A-Leagues and will begin his tenure in July. The title challenge in the EPL remains really tight heading into the final stretch of the season, and Manchester City will be concerned with striker Erling Haaland ruled out of tomorrow's crucial clash at Brighton. He hasn't recovered from a muscle injury picked up against Real Madrid last weekend. The City are 4 points behind the leaders, Arsenal. They're in third place, Manchester City. The Gunners, though, thrashed Chelsea 5-0 last night. The Citizens have 2 games in hand on the Gunners and have a game in hand on second place Liverpool, who face Merseyside rivals Everton at Goodison Park tonight. It's a biggie, 1 of 4 matches in the EPL. Wolves are at home to Bournemouth. Crystal Palace take on Newcastle, and Manchester United welcome Sheffield United. It's going to be a really interesting couple of weeks wrapping up that season. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.